The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Yes, the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. In studio with us, our Restaurant of the Week segment, we turn our attention to Akibono. Akibono and chef owner with us is Nam Tran. Nam, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. Glad to be here.
All right. So we're going to kind of break this down a little bit. We're going to talk about the restaurant. But first, let's talk about you, Nam. You're not from around these parts, are you? You're from another part of the world.
Yeah, I'm from Vietnam.
And you've been in country how long?
Since 1984.
Yeah. So, wow, you came, whereabouts in Vietnam is your family?
Saigon.
Saigon City, yes.
Yes.
Wow. That was I don't know how old you are, but I'm much older than you are. So do you remember the war?
Yes, I do, because I was born in 1967, so during the war. So.
Yeah. So you were just a little guy when the Americans left.
Yes.
So you're running a restaurant. This is Akibono, and what does that mean, by the way? What is
Akibono mean? The rising sun or the beginning? So I like that name. So that's why I pick it.
And how long you been doing this?
The restaurant opens in 2012, so almost 5 years.
5 years.
And I've been a chef for over 20 years.
Now, did you pick up the trade, obviously, here in the United States, yes?
Yes, I picked up the trade.
And how did you learn to cook? And what made you go into becoming a chef?
Well, when I go to college in Iowa State, I work for Taki. Japanese Steakhouse. And it's so much fun, and I love it, so I just keep going. And
so were you one of the guys that were cooking?
I did that too, but at Akibono, we don't have a teppanyaki. Right. We just had a sushi bar and the kitchen. So.
Got it. All right. And what kinds of foods do you like to prepare, Nam?
Mainly sushi at the Akibono. Yeah, we have a lot of, different kind of fish. We order from Hawaii and a lot of rolls.
So this comes from fresh from out of town, obviously. Yeah,
from Hawaii mainly.
And what kinds of fish do you use?
Something like tuna, big eye tuna, Ono, Wahoo fish, red snapper, pink red snapper, star salmon.
Now, tell me, I'm not a sushi eater. Okay, and Tyler, are you a sushi? No, Tyler's not a sushi eater either. So what is it's very popular, yes?
Yeah, it's very popular.
Why?
Stop by sometime.
I should,
really
yeah.
It's easy, and you can see.
And what makes it so good, Nam?
Because the fish, you can take the fish itself, it's sushi. So mainly fish. Then you can take the fish itself, clean. Yeah, it's not like meat, you eat all the time.
Sure, sure.
It's not healthy.
Okay, so it's got a health ingredient to it, and it also, if you like fish, you should like sushi.
Yes.
All right. We're talking with Nam Tran, ladies and gentlemen. He is the chef and owner of Akibono, which is, tell us where that is.
It at the corner between Mulberry and 10th.
Mulberry and 10th. Just down the street.
Yeah, just down the street.
Well, you got to walk here, right?
Yeah, in fact, some of your employees walk there to eat all the time.
Very nice. Very nice. We're talking about Akibono, ladies and gentlemen, our restaurant of the week. Tell us about the interior of Akibono. Does it look like a Oriental Japanese restaurant, or what? How have you done this?
I like the modern look, so that's why Akibono look like modern. You come in, it's like the decoration, so bright, really nice light, and the blue light on the ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah, so that it stand out. It's different. It's not like traditional.
How many tables? No.
We can sit about 105 in the
105?
Yeah, in the summer, the patio, another maybe 40.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's a much larger space than what I thought it was.
Yes, yeah.
That keeps you very busy, yes?
We do. We got really busy.
Now, when you started this, Nam, sushi was just becoming a big thing here in Des Moines. And did it take a while for people to find you and to appreciate the cuisine?
Yeah, it took a while. Just like when I started to make sushi in 2002 at Taki. And the sushi is not popular. And
no, not very,
yeah,
no.
But
no.
After a couple of years, we are crazy busy at Taki. And now everywhere you go, see a lot of sushi bar open up.
Yes, they're all over the place. Yes. Along with sushi, what else do you have at Akibono that people might recognize or know?
We have ramen noodle. We even had cheeseburger.
Cheeseburgers?
Three different kind.
Cheeseburger. How do you do that?
Well, you have to get food for everybody. So,
sure.
Yeah.
And a steak or?
We don't have steak, but we had like ribeye wrap, in the asparagus.
Okay, sure. Sure. All right. And when you're cooking at Akibono, how is it different? How is it different cooking Oriental food than it is other types of food? You don't use a lot of oil, right?
Japanese food, we don't use a lot of oil. No fish sauce, stuff like that. We use mainly soy sauce.
Uh-huh.
And sushi, just fish and...
rice and...
Yeah, rice mainly. Yeah. And some salt here and there, but no.
A little seaweed, maybe?
Yeah, seaweed. Yeah, of course, have to have seaweed when you make roll. But if you have sashimi, just fish itself, or nigiri, just fish on top of rice.
Wow. Okay. We're talking with Nam Tran, ladies. Now, so you Vietnamese, do you have any Vietnamese flavors? Because Vietnamese food and Japanese food are quite different, aren't they?
Quite different,
yeah.
Yes. I create something a little bit different. Vietnamese spring roll. We have
okay.
We have spring roll at the restaurant, but we use different ingredients in the spring roll.
Sure.
Yeah. So.
And what are the spices like? What types of flavoring is used at Akibono?
Flavors, soy sauce, that mainly soy sauce, wasabi, wasabi.
That'll clear your nose.
Yeah, depend how much you use. Yeah, just mainly wasabi mixed with soy sauce so you can dip,
and
eat with sushi.
And so when we talk about Vietnamese cooking and Japanese cooking, what's different about those tastes?
Vietnamese food, it's a little bit more like Chinese. You know, they do a lot of stir fry with soy sauce or fish sauce, something like that. But Japanese food, it's mainly by itself, had no sauce on it.
Got it.
They have soy sauce on the side, so whatever you eat, you dip in the soy sauce mixed with wasabi.
All right, let's talk a little bit about libations. Let's talk a little bit about what do you have to drink there at Akibono.
We have a full bar, so all kind of different drinks, but mainly sake. If you,
of course, got to have sake.
Japanese food has to have sake, So just any kind of beer, a lot of import beer. So we had a full bar. So
yeah. So you, do you make any specialized cocktails or anything like that?
We do. We have a few different kind of cocktails. Mm-hmm. We change it for the season,
And that brings another question. Many restaurants that are locally owned like yours, and this is why we love doing the Restaurant of the Week, because we enjoy showcasing these privately owned, sometimes one-of-a-kind restaurants here in the greater Des Moines metro. Many restaurants change up their menus on a regular basis, and they do farm to table, things that are coming from locally grown purveyors or and farmers. Do you do some of that as well?
Honestly, we don't have that many things from local, because
Japanese food,
mainly
food,
fish, so we have to fly it in from ocean. So
right.
That's why we got a lot of fish delivered from Hawaii.
Does your menu change often?
No. The menu stay very much the same, but we carry different fish coming every week.
Okay, different types of fish.
Yes.
So, all right. So this is, so Akibono is mostly a sushi bar?
Mostly sushi bar, yes.
Okay. And when you talk about the people that come to Akibono, Tran, how What age group are they? Do they tend to be younger? Or?
Sushi bar mainly younger generation. Yes, between like 20 to 45.
Yeah, see, that leaves me out. although maybe we'll have to try that. Tyler could go. He's under 30. Yeah. Have a little raw fish.
Yeah,
stop on us.
You'd be surprised, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Is it, one of the things that I hear about sushi is that when you eat sushi, it really doesn't. Some doesn't taste very fishy. You know what I'm talking about?
That's the thing I'm talking about. Saltwater fish, it's not fishy like fresh water. You know, it's not
saltwater plenty. Fish is not as really.
Yes, that's why when you pick them up from the water,
yeah,
they die really fast compared to fresh water. You know that?
Is that right? So there you go. We just learned something, ladies and gentlemen. Don't take the fish out of the water, especially if they're ocean fish. Well, thank you very much for doing this. I really do appreciate it. And all of our friends over at the Iowa Restaurant Association, you know, they're good friends, and they are always helpful in helping us find our restaurant of the week. It is called Akebono, and that means rising sun?
The rising sun or the beginning.
Or the beginning, right?
Yes.
And what are your future plans?
Right now, I just concentrate on the restaurant to like try to run it. And future, who knows? We're gonna go.
are there enough servers in town, or is that one of the difficulties, finding good servers?
Yeah, we have a good selection of good servers. Stay with us in the beginning.
Really
we're
good.
Okay. Yeah, we're okay with the servers.
Excellent. Good for you. You know, so many places have a difficulty finding. Yeah, yeah. Well, good for you. You're obviously doing something right. Our restaurant of the week is Akebono. We've been talking to the owner and chef, Nam Tran, who is Vietnamese, but he is doing a Japanese sushi bar and restaurant. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming and doing this. This is good stuff. All right. Well, we've got to back on out of here, find out what happened today on Wall Street. What did the stocks do? We will tell all when the Business News Hour continues.
Living in a lonely world, she took the minute.